Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, John Fleetwood. Get you 30 minutes to some other news after you leave us. A lot of people join us every segment, so recap what's going on and then launch into you and Dr. Bartlett's research about this live Ebola being given to people in Colorado and with this bioweapon lab right down the street. Please recap it and then get into all the other information you were able to get into in the last hour.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you for having me. So the key takeaway here is that you have a bat research lab, just like has been connected to the COVID outbreak that started at the Wuhan Institute of Virology there in Wuhan, China, funded by Peter Daszak. So you had a bat lab, Peter Daszak doing the funding, connected with NIH there in COVID. Well, lo and behold, you had the same theme happening right now, and that's going on in Fort Collins, Colorado, which is 65 miles, just 65 miles north of Denver Health, which is a hospital that is injecting its healthcare workers with a live vaccine, and it's live according to the FDA insert, not according to any speculation. The FDA says it's a live insert, I mean a live vaccine, it's a live virus that's in this vaccine. That insert also says, this is the most important part, that this Ebola vaccine sheds. And that means that if you're vaccinated with this Ervebo Merck Ebola vaccine, you can then give that virus to another. And that happens 31.7% of the time. That's according to page 11 on the FDA insert. So if you go to that FDA insert, you can look at page 2, and right at the top of page 2 on the FDA insert for the Ervebo, E-R-V-E-B-O, Ebola vaccine, you can see on that second little paragraph there that it says it's a live vaccine. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not Alex Jones taking a guess. This is not Dr. Bartlett taking a guess. This is not me taking a guess. This is the FDA saying this is a live vaccine, a live virus in this vaccine. And then if you scroll down to page 11 under section 12.3, pharmacokinetics, you see the second little subheading there on page 11 of the insert says shedding. So we've been given in the truther community, by the way, where I get my info, we've been saying that the COVID vaccine sheds, or at least showing the peer-reviewed studies that show that it sheds. By the way, that's where I get my information. Alex, you always say you're not a doctor, and you kind of talk about your qualifications for reading this information. Yeah. But you can read an article, like you say, and you can go to PubMed, which is the National Institutes of Health. That's where they store all of the peer-reviewed studies that get published. So what I do, for example, for my COVID research, is I go to PubMed, I type COVID, and I type vaccine. I hit enter. And then I sort by date, so I get the most recent peer-reviewed studies right there at the top. And all I do is I go looking for oil. I go reading through all the most recent headlines with those two keywords. There's usually about a dozen, sometimes more. For some reason, with the turn of the new year, there have been a lot more studies that have been coming out talking about COVID and the vaccine. You go looking through the headlines for something that you think there might be oil there. You click it. You then go read the abstract, which you're always quoting on your show. The abstracts of these studies. Anybody can read these. And if you can't read them, just copy the stinking thing, plug it into ChatGPT, or plug it into whatever AI, type simplify and hit enter. And it'll simplify you, dumb it down as much as you want. Explain this to a kid. Explain this to a high schooler. Explain this to me like I'm 5. Sometimes you have to do that with some of these studies. But anybody can do that. So I'll go looking through those abstracts.
All right, John, we got to go to break. 1 minute. We're going to join some stations. Continue on here. The U.S. government has moved bioweapon labs to Denver and is injecting health care staff with live Ebola, and it's shedding and spreading. That's the big takeaway, folks. Insanity. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I wonder how Coloradans in Denver like knowing the government is injecting healthcare workers with live Ebola vaccine that's spreading and shedding, according to the FDA's own documents, and they've got a weaponized lab of illegal gain of function right down the street. JohnFleetwood.com is the website, also on Substack. That works with Dr. Richard Barlow, who's on this last hour. John Fleetwood, you got interrupted by the break. Please continue.
Well, I just want to carry on with your train of thought there. What do the people think? I thought to myself after finding out this information that they're building an Ebola gain-of-function research lab 65 miles north of Denver Health, where they're injecting their healthcare workers with a shedding vaccine for Ebola, according to the FDA insert. After Dr. Bartlett and I discovered that, I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if any of the local, you know, the state senators or representatives would want to hear this. And you'd think, of course, they'd want to hear about this. I called the offices of some of the Republican representatives there, and they couldn't care less. I mean, I tried to explain the gravity of what's going on here, the connections to what was going on with COVID. It was like they just couldn't care less. Left some other messages too, haven't heard back. I also called. I figured, well, maybe some of the local businesses would care about this. I mean, wouldn't you think they'd have a vested interest in keeping their area free of mass vaccinating, shedding Ebola vaccines?
Well, yeah, people don't want a homeless thing behind their house. Or they don't want a monkey research facility behind their house. But, oh, this is fine.
I just got hung up on. It's like people don't care. And maybe it's because it's a, you know, Denver is going to have, it's a big city, so it's going to have a bigger Democrat population, and maybe they just don't care yet. I mean, for crying out loud, they go along with this great reset narrative at the WEF. They love Bill Gates, even though you look at him and he looks like, you say, he looks like a gargoyle, and he doesn't look healthy at all. Like, we're taking, you know, health advice from somebody who doesn't lift, who doesn't go to InfoWarsStore.com and take those supplements to feel great and look great. And this guy, who, by the way, says his favorite meal is a hamburger. We're listening to this guy for advice. And by the way, Bill Gates is the guy who's been funding the Canadian agency that created the Merck Ervebo vaccine. So this guy who said they're going to lower the world's population by 10 or 15% if they do a good enough job with vaccines, this is the guy that we're going to listen to for health advice. By the way, the insert for the Ervebo vaccine that they're giving to these Denver Health workers in Colorado, it says that they can detect viruses in the saliva and urine of the vaccinated individuals for up to 28 days. Now, that doesn't mean that they went looking and they did the studies and tested for a year or 2 years to find out how long it was, and it's only 28 days. They're just saying 28 days at least. And by the way, on page 11 of the vaccine insert, it also says that the vaccine has not been tested for carcinogenicity. It hasn't been tested for genotoxicity. It hasn't been tested for male fertility. It hasn't been tested for female fertility. It hasn't been tested with pregnant women. It hasn't been tested for any effects on lactation. And it hasn't been tested for maternal fetal transmission, meaning a vaccinated pregnant mother could potentially get infect their child with Ebola. They haven't tested for any of that. And if that's not bad enough, this very same vaccine made by Merck, who's an official partner of the World Economic Forum, owned by BlackRock Vanguard State Street, their ERVEBO, E-R-V-E-B-O vaccine that we've been talking about, was given in mass campaigns across Africa before the 2016 outbreak, before the 2018 outbreak, before the 2020 outbreak, before the 2021 outbreak, and before the 2022 outbreak at least. So these are reported in major mainstream.
And that's the biggest takeaway, is they give these shots, outbreaks happen. So are you expecting an outbreak in Colorado?
Well, we're not Nostradamus, and anytime Dr. Bartlett and I get the opportunity to talk about it, I always say we're not Nostradamus. You don't want to predict something like this, but it's highly, highly suspect. And it's in mainstream sources that 1 month to 3 months before massive Ebola outbreaks that led to, according to these mainstream sources, thousands of deaths, you had the Merck ERVEBO Ebola vaccine given out in these massive campaigns. Now, to make things a little worse, you've got Red Hill Biopharma, they're a biopharmaceutical company. They've got headquarters in Tel Aviv, Israel, and they've also got headquarters, by the way, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, the same Raleigh, North Carolina, where Chapel Hill is located, connected to DASIC and funding that went to gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Red Hill Biopharma is paid, funded by the U.S. military, according to this company's own press releases. They're being funded right now by the U.S. military to make new Ebola treatments, to make new Ebola drugs. So you have the U.S. government right now funding the creation of more Ebola treatments. At the same time, you have Denver health workers being injected with a shedding Ebola vaccine. At the same time, 65 miles north of that, you've got this Ebola bat lab being built. Now, what they're also doing, Alex, you've done an incredible job like nobody else reporting on the awful remdesivir. Remdesivir is the drug that the mainstream and the biopharmaceutical complex has been promoting over drugs that actually work, like budesonide, like ivermectin, like American Journal of Medicine saying, just get outside and do some exercise and you can lower your chance of getting the disease. Get some sunlight, take InfoWarsStore.com supplements, and you'll have a better chance of not getting infected. So instead of promoting drugs that work and are proven safe and effective, during COVID, they pushed this drug called remdesivir, not to be confused with resveratrol. I always kind of mix the two, but resveratrol, it's in red grapes. It's really good for you. Remdesivir, not good. That actually, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, when they gave remdesivir to Ebola patients, they actually had a higher likelihood of dying. Let me say that again. Here's a drug that the mainstream has been pushing as a quote-unquote treatment for Ebola. The New England Journal of Medicine confirmed, this was in 2019, I believe, so recently, that when Ebola patients receive remdesivir, they have about a 3% higher likelihood of dying. Now, you fast forward to COVID, that's the drug they were pushing for COVID. And you've reported on, and you've had great guests on, and experts who have shown the danger of remdesivir. Now, fast forward to right now, when you've got an Ebola lab being built in Colorado, they're injecting Denver health workers with the shedding Ebola vaccine, and now you've got Red Hill biopharma being funded by the U.S. military to make more Ebola, quote-unquote, treatments that, according to their press release, says works better, and I'm putting that in quotes. They say it works better with remdesivir.
So if I have to extrapolate finish your point, go ahead.
I'm just saying it's the same. We've seen this before.
Well, that to extrapolate out, give us your thing, but we have to extrapolate out. They're trying to create a secret project to have Ebola cases and then test on people that have Ebola. It's a whole secret Ebola testing project in Colorado. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, and you asked the right question. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? And that's a good question. We know why they're doing it, Alex, and I've been listening to you for long enough to understand why they're doing this. Bill Gates says if they do a good enough job with vaccines, they can lower the population by 10 to 15%. Bill Gates is an official partner at the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum has as an official partner Merck. Merck, if you go to weforum.org, WeForum.org, and you look at their partners page.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Z, N-T-Z, that's Nancy Tom Zulu. Nancy Tom Zulu, N-T-Z, is short for nitazoxanide. Nitazoxanide, N-I-T-A-Z-O-X-A-N-I-D-Z, N-T-Z, Nancy Tom Zulu. Now, it is safe and effective. It's an antiviral, safe and effective treatment against Ebola. How do I know that? Well, I do what Alex Jones does, and I just quote peer-reviewed, published research that's already been established. This was published in iScience. It's a peer-reviewed scientific journal back in 2019. So we've known at least for 2019, but it goes back even farther than that. Here's a headline from iScience, peer-reviewed study. The FDA-approved oral drug nitazoxanide amplifies host antiviral responses and inhibits Ebola virus. Huh. It inhibits Ebola virus. NTZ, according to iScience 2019.
Sure. So we know they suppress therapeutics during the COVID deal. They're obsessed with Ebola. The WEF, the UN says it's imminent. And now we know they're injecting people with a live sloughing virus. It's a giant crime. And Trump, if he gets reelected, has got to put a stop to this. We've got to shut down these bioweapon labs. It's how the globals panic get pure power. They've admitted in their own documents they're going to use viruses for control. Operation Lockstep is just one example. And it's so transparent what they're doing.
Yes, sir. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Trump. I'd love to hear some more. Alex, I listen to you every day, but I'd love to be able to ask you point blank. I love Trump. I love the MAGA movement. There's nobody else who's going to win at this point. Look at his rallies. Compare his rallies to a Biden rally. Compare his rally or to other contenders on the right. Compare it to a Haley rally. Compare it to a DeSantis rally. Trump rallies trump all other contenders, whether Democrat or Republican. That's why Jamie Dimon now is, you know, I think he's kind of thinking Trump's going to get in. They all know Trump's going to get in. That's why this Ebola thing looks like maybe that's going to be like what they did with COVID, because Trump is so far ahead in the polls and it really looks like he's going to get in. There's nobody better. Who's better? Who has a better shot of getting in? It's Trump. Even if you don't like the way he talks, I want a cage fighter to go up against the mainstream media. I want
sure, but how do you swear the thing? And I understand that. He didn't want force injections, and he didn't want all that. But he did go along with warp speed because he wanted to open the economy. And I'm really concerned they could pull another virus, and he might go along with it. We need to see more I'm supporting Trump overall. We need to see more decisive statements that he won't go along with a new viral power grab, but they'll run the same play against him again. Your take on that? Can you hear me, John Fleetwood? Yeah, we just lost John's audio. All right, just reconnect with John, and we'll come back to him. Folks, here's what happens in slavery. It's being normalized. They have level 4 bioweapon labs, over 100 of them across the country, and they're testing every horrible pathogen and souping them up. Gain of function is totally illegal, and they're doing it in the name of safety, but it always leads back to them where it's released from, and they get all the power out of it. So they have the motive, they have the history, they block the therapeutics. These are bad people. John, I was asking what you think of Trump supporting warp speed. Is your audio back? All right, well, we'll end the interview now. Thank you, John. We got some technical difficulties. I appreciate you joining us. Great points that you made. I've got this rule with talk radio. When audio doesn't work two or three times, I just shut it down. There's nothing worse than shows that just go on and on and on and on. Trying to reconnect. If I die in a car wreck today, guys, when other hosts is here to do the show, just let's not do 30 minutes of that. Trying to reconnect. All right, crew's great. All right, we got about 5 minutes left to break. There's a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet, but I'll just say it. It's illegal under federal law, and that's a good law, to have all this going on. They're gain of function creating these weapons, and we just sit here and we just take it. And we shouldn't be taking it. We shouldn't be going along with it. And they have the motive. They have the history. They've done it over and over again. I'm going to say it again. They're injecting healthcare workers in Colorado with live Ebola that is weakened. But if you have an autoimmune issue or you've got cancer or whatever, it can kill you just like Ebola. In fact, it is Ebola. Why are they doing that, and why isn't it a national news story? You can better believe you'll see this in the Daily Mail tomorrow than on Fox News by Monday, and that's why we're here. Because 9 times out of 10, we break the hard stories to then push it in the mainstream media, which is great, so we can have a national debate and an international debate about the situation. But that's why we're here. That's why you support us. That's why we're on air. That's why we do this. So I want to thank both of those guests, Dr. Richard Bartlett and the other guests we had on, for contacting us to get that information out, because I was not even aware that was going on. I knew the Pentagon was injecting people around the world. I knew that all the big Ebola outbreaks were from the vaccine, which he mentioned, that are in the government documents. But I had no idea that just north of me, like 6-7 hours away in a car, 8 hours away in a car, in Denver, Colorado, they are doing this. That is outrageous. But really, it's up to you, the viewers and listeners now, to decide whether you're upset about this and decide whether you trust the people to be doing this, and ask yourselves, why isn't this a bigger news story? Why isn't this all over the place? Why isn't this being screamed from the rooftops? That's a really important question, because they treat us like animals, they treat us like children, they treat us like we're idiots, and they don't want a larger discussion of this. I mean, I've been on air 29 years. And 29 years ago, I was saying college was a scam, most degrees are worthless. Now CNN says, what do we do about college degrees being worthless? And now they admit that most of the inflation is held in corporations, stock, and in real estate. But nobody can afford a house who doesn't already have a house. And it creates this class war situation. So we're in the middle of this globalist New World Order takeover. And if we go along with their recommendations and the things they push, the things they do, we get more enslaved. If we challenge every globalist operation and don't submit to it and say no to it, we're going to win. And I played that clip in the first hour of the head of the Heritage Foundation saying, look, the world's awake to global elites. We're coming after you. You're done. And they squirm around. They're all scared. And they say their number one mission is censoring us. Their number two mission is getting trust in us again. How do we trust you when you're so damn evil? That's the larger question. That's the larger issue. All right, I got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. I've got a bunch of news I haven't hit yet on China buying up the farmland, on the depopulation, our major cities, on depression exploding in the young because of all the screen time and chemicals they're on, and so much more today that we're going to be hitting. And also, Tucker Carlson in just 1 minute completely took Nikki Haley to the woodshed. We're going to play that clip when we come back on the other side. But we are living an insane time right now. We are living in such an amazing time right now. And they can't win if we know what's going on and if we don't roll over. And that's the whole point of this broadcast. We'll be right back. Please stay with us for the final 30 minutes I'm hosting. And then who's doing the fourth hour today? That'll be Jay Dyer. Yep, it's Jay Dyer coming up. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Spent an hour and a half talking about live Ebola being injected into people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And notice how we're just normalized to homeless and feces and needles and open borders and giant caravans and wars. We're just normalizing all of it right now. I want to play this report because it's so important. Disease X, a secret weapon for the New World Order, and then I'll get back in the news.
Who knows? knows what their internal numbers are, but as far as we can pull together, the psychos at Davos 2024 are gleefully celebrating their victorious genocide of 17 million people from their poisonous jabs with far more in their sights. The unelected so-called health experts at Davos 2024 are now prioritizing Disease X, the final solution to solidify New World Order domination. How did we get here? It began with utilizing COVID hysteria. Dr. Fauci blew up the age-old regulatory process for testing new vaccines in order to bring in a host of DNA-altering technology. COVID has since been proven to have been created in a lab. Disease X is lab-driven from the outset. Decades of researching human genes in mice and other animals and the discovery of ancient diseases have resulted in the World Economic Forum nonchalantly predicting that Disease X, with a 100% kill rate, could spread across the world in as little as 36 hours, killing upwards of 80 million people. Research has been ongoing at the UK's high-security, state-of-the-art facility in Porton Down, where a threat list grows of animal viruses capable of infecting humans. Meanwhile, the United States Congress is pushing the bioresearch bill, H.R. 3832, to further U.S. labs' research of Disease X. Disease X represents far more than a pandemic of untold mass death. Disease X allows the pharma billionaires behind it to become trillionaires.
Now, Disease X, I've been teaching this sort of thing pretty well full-time since 1990. And I'd never heard of this Disease X, so I looked at some of my books. Because when I wrote my book, I couldn't remember putting it in. So it wasn't in there, but so it must be a new disease. It's a virus we don't know yet, but we do know it's out there. But the video I was doing yesterday was examining a particular virus that was experimentally used to infect mice, caused a disease of the brain. And at the end of the study, none of the mice at the end of the study were alive anymore. And that virus, my understanding from reading of the paper, was it evolved in cell cultures in a laboratory. So as a result of going through cell cultures in a laboratory, the function of the virus had been increased.
So is the next pandemic really preventable?
Funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supported CEPI to invest $1.2 million in a startup to create under-the-tongue vaccine wafers for needle-free vaccines against Disease X, while simultaneously allowing the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty to reach into sovereign nations and bypass their governments, a policy-shifting Trojan horse that was rehearsed at the Clade X tabletop exercise by the Johns Hopkins Center in Washington, D.C. in 2018.
The World Health Organization estimates that 150 million people have died. That's approximately 2% of the global population. In the U.S., there have been an estimated 82 million severe cases and 15 million deaths. At least 5 million Clade X deaths happened because adequate medical care wasn't available. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90%. The GDP down 50%. It was only by nationalizing the healthcare system that basic medical care is still available. The government now pays for, controls, and rations all medical care. The president remains in critical condition, and while the vice president is out of intensive care, he remains unable to assume his constitutional duties. One-third of the U.S. Congress is dead or incapacitated. What if years go by without a vaccine? Then, experts tell us that we could eventually see 30 to 40 million deaths in the U.S. and more than 900 million around the world, 12% of the global population.
As the expose reported, Clade X is said to have illustrated high-level strategic decisions and policies needed to prevent a severe pandemic or diminish its consequences should prevention fail, and will educate senior leaders at the highest levels of U.S. government as well as members of the global policy and preparedness community and the general public. Disease X is coming, but it isn't some chaotic pandemic we must manage. It is a genocidal kill weapon agreed upon by the worst members of humanity. John Bound reporting.
Powerful report, Disease X, a secret weapon for New World Order. of the Band-Aid video. Please share it. So now this is breaking news. Talk about how the system's chosen medical tyranny as the way to take over because they found we lay down the medical system more. There's a lot of good people in the medical system, a lot of bad. But Massachusetts Hospital warns patients who commit microaggressions, that's anything a leftist says, could be denied care. Public Hospital of Massachusetts issued a warning. The patients who violate their new code of conduct by using racist, discriminatory words or body language. Oh, body language. Could be told to seek non-emergency medical care elsewhere. In early January, Milford Regional Medical Center, MRMC, implemented a new patient and visitor code of conduct, which describes a list of microaggressions that could serve as grounds for denial of treatment. The video featuring Chief Medical Officer Peter G. Smolowitz explained the code of its ramifications was featured in the announcement. Super creepy. We're going to show you that video coming up next segment. Meanwhile, China accelerates buying farmland while they try to cut off everybody else's farmland. You can see what's happening there. But I wanted to play a clip of Tucker Carlson with the great Jack Posobiec, with the great Tucker Carlson, talking about bird brain, talking about Nikki Haley, which is true. She is nothing but a pure robot and an archetypal example of what we face. Here's the clip.
No, you'd be cool with Nikki Haley on there, right?
Nikki Haley running with Trump?
Oh, that was a joke.
You know, that's so grotesque that I've got to think people who support Trump currently would come out against Trump
vehemently. You know what someone said to me recently?
Do you think that's real?
I think there's a push for it. I think the push
from
for
whom?
It is real. From her people. You know what someone said to me, though? Very, very recently, we said on the show, they said, it was Richard Barris, he does People's Pundit, and he said, full credit, he said, they will install her, they will try to install her as VP, so they can take out Trump.
Of course! I was about to say, there's no one more sinister than Nikki Haley, but that's giving her credit for existing, which I don't think she actually does. I mean, but I think Nikki Haley is a hologram. I mean, she's not, Nikki Haley is just a physical representation of the lust for power of the oligarch class. It's just like, if Ken Griffin, you know, had a sock puppet, it would be Nikki Haley. I mean, it's like the most why is Nikki Haley even in the race? Her views bear no resemblance to the views of Republican primary voters, none. She's totally for the BLM riot. She's totally for the training insanity. And she's for declaring war on half the world. You know, I honestly think if you said to Nikki Haley, she's whatever, I've got her positions now. But if you said to Nikki Haley, look, I have a lot of money, like for real. Got $100 billion, and I'll give you a third of it to come out and attack Israel. There's no question that she would. I mean, this is a person.
You just turn around, just 100%. I'm like that.
You know, I've really thought about it, and I think that Benjamin Netanyahu is the greatest threat to world peace. And I think honestly, we should take their nuclear weapons away. Maybe we invade Israel because they're a threat to national security. I think she'd be saying stuff like that if you paid her enough.
That's why they're attracted to Biden and Kamala Harris and Nikki Haley. They are soulless vessels for whatever they want to put into them. It's that simple. And we're living in an incredible time. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and then China's buying up this farmland, but just how much isn't clear. Bloomberg, we're going to hit that and a few other news articles here before Jay Dyer takes over on this live Friday, January 19th, 2024. That takes some getting used to. 2024 edition. We're almost through the first month of 2024. Wow. What an exciting time to be alive, folks. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, folks, welcome back. All right, it's gotten almost no attention here in the United States, but it's big news from Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. China's stock market hits rock bottom at $6.3 trillion market loss. Brokers suspend short selling. So that's happening today. That's how crazy and how volatile the world is right now. You can imagine coming up on the War Room in an hour. They're going to be covering it, but Jay Dyer is about to take over. But getting back to microaggressions. Oh, you didn't say anything. First, we're going to kick you out of school or take your bank account because you said something racist. But now it's a microaggression. It's some hidden code. Well, the medical system is great if they're not tyrants, but it's where a lot of control freaks and weirdos and bullies like to get ensconced. Like in my view, Chief Medical Officer Peter J. Smolwitz up at a big hospital group in Massachusetts, and believe me, he's doing this as part of a test. He's on a standalone, saying, if your body language is wrong, we're going to deny you health care. Here he is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Peter Smolowitz, Chief Medical Officer at Milford Regional Medical Center. Milford Regional Medical Center is committed to providing exceptional healthcare services to our community with dignity, compassion, and respect. Everyone should expect a safe, caring, and inclusive environment in all our spaces. Our patient and visitor code of conduct helps us meet this goal. Words or actions that are disrespectful, racist, discriminatory, hostile, or harassing are not welcome and will not be tolerated. Examples of these include offensive comments about others' race, ethnicity, accent, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or other personal traits, refusal to see a clinician or other staff member based on these personal traits, aggressive or intimidating behavior, physical or verbal threats and assaults, sexual or vulgar words or actions, and disrupting another patient's care or experience. Please recognize that body language and tone of voice are also important parts of communication. If we believe you have violated our code with unwelcome words or actions, you will be given a chance to explain your point of view. We will always carefully consider your response before we make any decisions about future care at Milford Regional. Know that we also have a similar code of conduct in place for our staff and providers. To review the full patient and visitor code of conduct, visit our website. We look forward to continuing to serve our community and trust that this code of conduct clarifies expectations and reinforces our commitment to a safe, caring, and inclusive environment for all.
Yeah, I wonder if you can put on a ventilator there and not give it health care. Very, very scary, folks. A cult. Oh, your body language. We're going to deny you health care for your body language. Or if you haven't taken the shot, we're going to deny you health care. You've certainly heard that everywhere out of these people. They don't want to be questioned. They want you to know you're being bullied the minute you come in here because we're a predatory organization. We have a predatory government run by predatory banks, run by predatory BlackRock that is at war with us. They try to make you take the poison shot, tell you it's the law when it's not. Illegal aliens are exempt from it. They are at war, and they think they're on the winning team. They're a bunch of wimps like this so-called doctor. Absolutely disgusting. And notice he said, oh, you don't have to say the things. We just want to imagine you said them so we can throw you out on the curb. We have cancer as a culture, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is there's hearings coming out on all of this. This information is beginning to break everywhere. But before I hit MTG and congressional hearings on the deadly spike protein, here's the Biden administration. And look, I don't worship Greg Abbott. I've had big problems with him. But they've got the National Guard, the State Guard down there, literally blocking the feds from bringing illegals in and put up barbed wire. And the feds are in a showdown right now. So here's a local newscast on that, clip 11.
Video today shows Texas installing even more fencing and razor wire inside Shelby Park, defying the Biden administration's deadline to reopen the property to the feds. Fox cameras captured this moment when the Texas National Guard told migrants approaching the razor wire barricade to turn around to Mexico. The United States government is suing Texas, arguing its agents need access to this 2.5-mile stretch of land around Shelby Park, especially during emergencies. Texas DPS tells Fox News that Texas kicked the feds out from this park because it thinks it can do a better job deterring migrants, claiming the Biden administration removes the state's razor wire and doesn't care about securing the border.
It's not normal. It's not humane for anyone to cross a river, including children. It really shows how the federal government is attacking Texas for trying to prevent that, because what they want to do, they want to keep the border open.
Also, a major change in procedure. Texas is now arresting migrants illegally crossing into the U.S., which Governor Abbott implemented under his emergency declaration.
All right, so this is real. It's a beta test to see if we back Abbott. That's what he's doing. And they are arresting the people. They put barbed wire up to block it at the main invasion point in the U.S., Eagle Pass. So a lot of folks want to say, oh, I don't believe Abbott. When people start doing the right thing, let's support it. Abbott doesn't have the forces to block the whole border. He's starting there. There's a month ago with the feds with bulldozers running over the barbed wire Abbott put up. So this is a real confrontation, a real constitutional struggle. This is happening. And when political pressure on the governor finally gets the right responses, we shouldn't sit back and say this is BS, he's done nothing. We should encourage him and the state police and the Texas National Guard for doing the right thing. I want to end this hour before Jay Adair takes over with incredible analysis and information. With MTG, part of her hearing on blood-related injuries caused by COVID-19 and vaccines, so-called vaccines. But please remember, we are listener-supported at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, storable food, amazing supplements, big sales going on Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus as a combo, 50% off, 40% off individually. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the next American Revolution and get great products at the same time. I want to thank you all for your consideration. Ask you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Jay Adair is coming up. Here is part of MTG's amazing hearing. The full hearing is on InfoWars.com.
I know I'm probably out of time, but I just say the cartelization that you've described is reminiscent of previous cartelizations through history. I mean, if you look into Japan, 1912 to 1926, you're going to see that kind of same cartelization that takes place. And what does that lead to? It leads to loss of liberty, freedom for the nations that are cartelized. And you described a global cartel, basically, a cabal. Dr. Milhon.
Yeah, I'd like to take it it's a really good question, and I think it's so multifaceted. But I wanted to take it from the physicians, sort of this new corporatization of America. And there's a carrot and a stick. The carrot is if you get enough of your panel vaccinated, you get a bonus. If you don't, you don't get the bonus. That's all throughout. When that came out, I'd never heard about that as a pediatrician before. I told people that doesn't occur. There's no way that happens. Pediatricians don't do this. Then I heard that if they had enough, they got a $40,000 bonus. What? What? And then if you speak out and you don't do it, and you don't know because of the electronic medical record, they know everything that's going on, and you have the green light or the red light and all these kinds of things. Everyone knows that the practice governors know what's going on. And so if there are incentives that are even beyond the doctor to doctor, but into corporate medicine, that's a pretty big carrot. But there's also a stick, is that if you speak out about this, you venture to say, whenever in medicine was I told what I could say what should be exempted? You can only exempt this vaccine for this. No, I've exempted so many kids for a vaccine. Oh, you had a bad reaction to that? Okay, I'm never going to give that to you. This is basic. Never in our history were doctors limited on what we could exempt if we said, this is bad for our patient. You can't say that. And if you say it, you're gone. So that's that. The other part is what you were speaking to, Congressman Davidson, is the issue of when the doctors wake up and they realize the data were there. And they caused harm to their patient. There's concern. Am I liable now because I ignored the data? And if now I insisted and I told them, and maybe I didn't give them informed consent. Maybe I didn't tell them of the specific numbers of myocarditis we know occur. Maybe I forced a person who was completely healthy, who had no risk, to get something that had a true known risk. Maybe some of this is just like, I can't say this vaccine is wrong now because now I have to own all the ones when I said it was right, when the data were there and I ignored it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.